Reporting from Vancouver, BC, this is Danny Nazvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. At Kingsgate Mall in the Mount Pleasant neighborhood of Vancouver, a community group is gathering every week in what was recently a storefront for a dollar store. This group is named the Mount Pleasant Makers and Menders, and they join weekly to teach anyone who drops in how to mend their personal items, specifically fabrics and clothing. To learn more about what the Mount Pleasant Menders are up to, as well as how they came to be in the first place, we took a trip down to Kingsgate Mall, where we were greeted by one of the group's founders, Ren Van Aken.
So we started in the park. We started at Dude Chilling Park, actually. We just wanted to learn how to sew and mend things, and someone had posted on Facebook asking if we knew anyone that had mending capabilities or wanted to mend together. And I was like, I'd be interested. So we went to the park, and then I made a Facebook group just to see if we could get people to come. And by the end of the summer, we had some people that were coming. We had like about 6 people, and it got cold, so we couldn't be outside anymore. It was dark, so we ended up moving into the mall. I contacted the mall just off of a whim, and someone had suggested it. And they were immediately like, yes, of course, we'll give you a space. And so they've been so generous to like give us space and the ability to use this empty unit while it's unrented. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We then asked, what sort of items are people often bringing in?
A lot of shirts and a lot of socks. We also often get the crotch of jeans. That's a really popular one. And people are usually embarrassed to bring them up. And it's like, it's so common. Like, it's maybe one of our most common things, besides for socks, I'd say.
Afterwards, we learn more about the mending methods that are most commonly used during these weekly meetings.
Yeah, so we do a lot of hand sewing. We teach hand sewing the most, but we do have sewing machines. It depends if we have like someone that's able to man the sewing machine, because usually someone who comes here doesn't know how to use them yet. So we just try to like give them like support, so they'll do it themselves, but we're standing right beside them teaching them how to do it as they go. But yeah, that and darning, which is just a different technique of hand sewing, honestly.
Lastly, Ren spoke about how the Mount Pleasant Makers and Menders have grown since they first started.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a growing core group, and it's so incredible, because I've made this amazing friend group and this amazing community in such a small space and in such a short period of time. It's once a week, right? But I feel like everyone here hangs out with each other in their free time, and we like to go on excursions. We'll go to like the bird sanctuary or something for fun. It's just, yeah. So it's really cool to see how it sort of builds up over time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're nearby and you want to be connected with the Mount Pleasant Makers and Menders, here's how.
Well, we have a Facebook group if you just kind of want to peep and see what's going on. We're the Mount Pleasant Makers and Menders. If you're interested in coming in person, we're here every Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And it's drop-in style, and it is free for everyone who comes.
Once again, that was our conversation with Ren Van Aken, one of the founders of the Mount Pleasant Makers and Menders community group that meet on Thursdays from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Kingsgate Mall. This has been Danny Nazvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.